This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey, what's that sound?
We're here to lay a hero to rest, but we have to remember the many ways she was a hero.
We've got the mayor of New York City, Bill de Blasio, speaking of the slain police officer Mia Sosa's familia. Remember, she was murdered by a cop hater on July 5th. A lot of the cameras were trained on the mayor right there, but what you didn't see was the reaction from many police officers when he came to the microphone.
He was outside on the stage, and over the loudspeaker, he was delivering that eulogy, and that's what you saw. You saw hundreds of cops turning their backs on the mayor. They're upset with him, as you heard the Patrolman's Benevolent Association head, Pat Lynch, on our show yesterday, saying that they felt like the mayor would rather be in Germany protesting our president and our country, and they said that he should have been with the family instead of in Germany.
He missed the vigil.
And the families know it, and the cops know it, and he doesn't seem to care about it, and sadly it doesn't affect his poll numbers. Still went over to Germany, and still watched as cops got beat up and seriously hurt in many cases, over 100 of them. Still went there and spoke as a resister, an anti-Trumper in another country, which is just inexcusable. Meanwhile, the family obviously destroyed with the loss of the mom, and respectful of what she achieved in her career. Here is the daughter speaking out about the mom she knew.
I can find solace in the fact that on the night of July 4th, when I lost her, saw her before she left to go to work, she came into my doorway and she said, "I love you. I'm going to work now." And she came and she gave me a hug. She gave me a really big, tight hug. And I said, "Oh, I love you, Mom." And I pinched her cheeks because her cheeks were so cute. And then she went back into the doorway. And she looked at me and I looked at her. And I said, "Can I just have one more hug?"
Well, raising a daughter, I hate to hear that.
All three of her children did speak. The cover of the New York Post today, please, this is what her sister Mercedes said. Please, if you see a police officer in blue, hug them and say thank you.
Mm. Our prayers continue to go out to the familia, family, to the survivors, and for NYPD. For, you know, their commitment to protect, and not only NYPD, but officers around this country who whose heart, and I would say the great majority of them, whose heart is to serve, truly serve. That is their heart. They put their lives at risk every day for our safety. And what Mayor de Blasio failed to do is just unbelievable. And it's unbelievable to me how the city of New York seems to be, you know, by and large, the voter politic seems to be immune to this and not take exception. I mean, to have the police officers turn their back on the mayor, and they've done this on several occasions, and they did it again. Of course, the office says, no, that didn't happen, but clearly it did. There are pictures saying as such. As one comment stated, the mayor is the compass for the city of New York. This is Patrick Lynch who said this. He's the head of the Patrolman's Benevolent Association, and he said this before the funeral. He said, "Unfortunately, when the police officer got killed, his compass led him to Germany rather than here on the Grand Concourse." And all that was represented there at the G20 in terms of the anti-capitalist sentiment, and which would, you know, lead you to believe it's anti-American. And how could the mayor of New York optically make that kind of choice? I mean, as they say in the business, it is bad optics in terms of a crisis management issue. Wrong place, wrong time, and I believe a poor choice by this mayor. And no wonder the men in blue, the women in blue, decided to turn their backs on this mayor, saying that he doesn't have our full support.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, we're back with you, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Get involved in the conversation. Let us know your thoughts. Two places, hashtag BMartinezLive. Let us know. Or you can even contact me direct at Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. John Bona is with us, author of the Liberty book, How Freedom Can and Will Be Won. We talked to John about that previously. Also the producer of Kirk Cameron's record-breaking projects, Monumental, Unstoppable, businessman, just an all-around wonderful guy. We're going to be talking about his new book, Economic Liberty book, God's Plan for Prosperity. John Bona, always good to have you with us. How you doing, sir?
Oh, great, Billy. Good to hear your voice. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I'm here fighting off the mosquitoes and the no-see-ums, you know, and I was telling Jennifer Breeden earlier, I think it's one of the lingering curses from Egypt, I think, the no-see-ums. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, the no-see-ums are the worst. Oh, my God. Yeah, you can't see them, right?
No, you can't, and they just chew you up, you know, one layer of skin after another. Hey, John, real quick, before we get into your new book, I wanted to get your read. I'm sure you've got some insight as well on this whole Russian deal, this attorney that somehow was linked with Putin, and of course she said she wasn't. I mean, there are just so many holes, and even with Don Jr. putting out all his emails out there, it just seems to me like it's a whole lot to do about nothing. But, of course, with the mainstream media and some of these lefty commentators, boy, you give them anything that connects to Russia, all of a sudden it gives them some sort of justification for this hysteria they put us in.
Well, I really think that Americans in general, I mean, we all have friends across the country. I talk to them. I have some liberal friends, too. You know, I think people in general have just lost confidence. They don't believe, they don't trust the liberal media anymore, and they just don't, and they know this story is a fabrication. It's just to create news. They're not reporting news. They're creating it. They're trying to create a story, and people know it. It's not going anywhere. I mean, so I just think that we need to get back to reporting what's really happening in this country, the creation of jobs, the economy is doing better. People are, our company is hiring people. A lot of people are doing that. Mm-hmm. Bill, there's a lot of good things to report on, but they choose to try to find something bogus, and it's shameful, really.
It's like we've become the National Enquirer, you know? I remember as a kid growing up, 17, 18 million people, weekly subscribed to the National Enquirer with all its hysterical headlines, and that's what it is. It's like we're in this life. We talked with Cheryl Atkinson, who's written a definitive book, A Smear, and talking about what has happened to journalism, and for her, a proud journalist that's doing everything she can in the midst of this wave of abandoning any kind of ethics and responsibility to where it's given entry to fake news like never before.
Well, I think they're trying to take the eye off the ball, so to speak. You know, the administration's repealing Obamacare. That's going to happen. We're going to have less regulations to help business succeed. We're going to lower taxes. Tax reform is coming. So they're really just trying to just take away what's really happening, mm-hmm. what they're really going to do by fabricating these stories. And they're unsuccessful. And
exactly.
See, that's the thing. These stories are going nowhere. They're going to fail. Bill, I predict the liberal media is going to fail, and programs like yours are going to be the success in the future in America because you care about the truth. There's
That's
a
right.
big difference. People mm-hmm. don't want lies anymore. They're tired of it.
Well, the liberal media, to your point, John, is already failing. I mean, look what's happening. How many people is the New York Times firing? You know, newspapers across the country at one time used to be pretty substantive. Now, it's almost like what happened to the number of pages.
Bill, people, yeah. Americans in general, just do not trust mm-hmm. The media,
right.
You know, the liberal media. They've lost their credibility. And once yeah. you lose it, it's really difficult to get it back.
Well, you think about the damage that CNN has done to itself, all self-inflicted. I mean, here they are. John, you know this is a businessman. They're getting ready to sell, and they have just injured their brand. I'm sure there was some renegotiating going on in terms of this purchase because Time Warner that owns CNN is taking one humongous hit because of all the exposure. I mean, here they are. I mean, you know, they've got caught in their own lies, you know, trying to set up scenarios and make things up. And, you know, how many times have they been caught in, their own generated lies? And
it's a sad state of affairs. I remember growing up, you know, when you listen to the three networks, you could sit down and listen to Walter Cronkite and some other folks and have a degree of, even if you didn't agree with them, you had a degree of respect.
Mm-hmm.
I think they tried to tell the truth as much as the information they had. Today is just totally different. They're just fabrication, lies, makeup stories, anything they could find to point a finger and say, he did it,
mm-hmm.
you know? And it's just not working. It's failing.
Yeah.
As you just said, these networks are going to lose millions of dollars. They're going to continue to fall one after another.
Right.
We'll see it.
Well,
day.
Yeah, and to your point, John, you know, people just want to get back to work. They want to be productive again. They want this country. They know that this country is back on track, that it goes well. You know, as the Bible says, when righteousness reigns, the people rejoice. They're waiting to rejoice. They're starting to see some of, these bad things that have been happening to our country have its day of reckoning. But to your earlier point is that for so long, people that were not looking out for the best interests of we the people have gotten away, I don't want to say with murder, although some people might say that might be the case, have literally gotten away with so much, have taken advantage, have filled their coffers with the people's money, and they love the inefficiency and the chaos of the existing government. Because it goes well for them, but we're the ones that take the hit,
that's
right?
True.
And they're not going to let go of this easy.
Yeah, I think, you're right. The perception that America was the freest nation on earth was widely accepted. You know, we Americans viewed ourselves not only the free people, but the protectors of liberty across the world. We were the great country that fought the war between the states and freed the southern slaves. Twice we rescued Europe. From the ruin of world wars. It was primarily the power of the United States military that beat back the communists in Korea. And mm-hmm. our unmatched might acted as the only real world check on the communist Soviet expansion.
Exactly.
We stood stalwart against the Russians in a Cold War, remember what the politicians called back then, mutually assured destruction, MAD.
Mm-hmm. Yes, right. Exactly.
But like you said, Bill, I think today, unfortunately, our trust in the government as our security against those who would enslave us began to shrink. And, we're seeing widespread riots in the street. That July 4th weekend in Chicago was just terrible. I mean, talk about a city on the hill that John Winthrop talked about,
yes.
and a city dominated from the hill in Washington, D.C. We just have to go back to being that city on the hill that John Winthrop talked about.
Well, and I believe that there is a growing number of people to this point, John. You've seen it. in your experience in your different ministries. Franklin Graham has reported on it time and again. People of faith are turning to who they know will answer their prayers, and that is God Himself. And this is where America is right now. We are on our knees praying for the future of this country, its legacy, and for the next generation. John Bona is with us. Our conversation with him continues. Stay with us.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aroni what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone's telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Did you know that your children are the most vulnerable to identity theft? It's no surprise with all the mobile phones, social media platforms that your children will eventually be a victim to one of the most significant crimes of the 21st century, identity theft. Don't let that happen. Cover your whole family, your spouse, your children, and your parents right now by calling Liberty ID. LibertyID.com is where you go for a significant discount just by using GCN at checkout, or you can call 844-44-LIBERTY. That's 844-44-LIBERTY.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
I want to live this life unsafe, unsure, but not afraid.
Bill Martinez.
I can't push back the mountain, can't stand on the way. I can see through the darkness, I'll hold up a flame.
Take me to the ocean, I wanna go deeper, where I'm not afraid.
about you, ladies and gentlemen, as we continue to pursue the truth no matter where it leads. On the heels of his previous book, The Liberty Book, How Freedom Can and Will Be Won, John Bona is back with us. He and his co-author, Don, now...
Schatzenbach.
Schatzenbach, okay. I didn't want to totally destroy it. Thank you for saving me. I needed a lifeline. Schatzenbach, joined your efforts again to follow up with the Economic Liberty book. It seems like whenever you do talk about liberty, it's like layers of understanding and really catching what God has given us. And I believe that is the ultimate. I mean, it's the reason why Jesus gave us to set us free so that we would enjoy liberty. I mean, we could go on and on just on that one word, liberty. And here, your focus, you and Don have focused now on the Economic Liberty book.
We did, and we looked at what did the Bible say about economics, and we researched, and we found one verse in Peter, 1 Peter 1:3. That says his divine power has granted to us everything pertaining to life and godliness. And so the economic principle that's really most broadly taught throughout all of Scripture is of God's blessing or his cursing. And the doctrine lies all over the surface of the book, and it's easy to discover if you really search, but it's widely ignored. And so we wrote the Economic Liberty book really with a twofold purpose. First, to really demonstrate that economics is really not humanistic or materialistic at its foundation, but that the field of economics from the Bible, what does God's word and godly wisdom say about the context of economics? Mm-hmm. And then secondly, practically, we discuss economic principles relevant to the needs of our time, right? What our needs are. And really, it's applicable to every time. Mm. Bill, one thing I think we all need to realize is that production of wealth means that we have the freedom of action to do things, right? To be productive. So it is a book about liberty in that sense, because really wealth is an important aspect to the work of the Great Commission of Christ. You just mentioned Christ. Mm. And it really is because I realized a while ago that God really gives Christians like you and me, he gives us the wealth that we need to advance his kingdom on earth. Mm-hmm. And that's what you're doing with your show. So believing that economic liberty, right, the right that we have right now to do this program, it's vital to a godly and free people in general. Mm-hmm. And so in the book we offer a compendium, really, of specific ideas and stories. And we think people will love it, hopefully.
Yeah, and John, I want you to break that down a little bit more. But again, what I want people to appreciate is that, when you consider the book of Deuteronomy, one of my favorite books, because it lays down the causal relationship. It's like, and really echoes back into Genesis in that conversation with Caleb. God told Caleb when he was all depressed and down and out, said, let me tell you what it's all about. I'm going to give you the big golden nugget for humanity that rings through the millennium. That is, if you do right, will it not go well for you? And so if you're doing right, and right isn't man's right, what it was speaking of is God's righteousness, the things that go beyond man, in and of ourselves, if you want to be like Caleb, you short circuit right. You think it's right in your own eyes, but it's not right. And this is what God is saying. The other thing is, when it comes to the blessings of liberty and the economy, I love what he says in Deuteronomy, and that is that God places you. When you are consistent and you are in tune, and this is not calling out for perfection. This is saying, look, if you are pursuing righteousness, God says he will put you in the position of where wealth will pursue you. And I love that. I love the fact that God thinks about it. Just to your point, what you're saying is that, look, there's a plan and purpose for all. God knows money's required for these things. Wealth is there. It's a good thing, if we use it wisely and we use it, for righteousness sake. It is a good thing. And so God has a plan and purpose for each of us. When we're consistent with that, God's going to put you in the place to where you don't have to go in and struggle. If you say, oh, I'm working my tail, I'm doing this, it's just such hard work. It's because maybe you're not in the place that God wanted you to be to where it would pursue you. It should be easy, right?
Absolutely. I know everything that I have is from the good Lord. And I think most of us are not aware how the blessings or cursings, as you said, of God might affect the economy or an individual or a nation, right?
Exactly.
But God declares in his word the principle of blessings, and there's a lot of great blessings, but there are cursings too.
Mm-hmm.
And they're critically important to understanding how economics works. And the thing is, I think we Christians allow humanist thinkers to tell us what's important. And so we argue over humanist ideas, what should prevail or not prevail.
Mm-hmm.
But God promises something different concerning economics. And our economic cards in house of cards, so to speak, it's really built on weak foundations. We struggle, I think is the right word, to understand God because we don't respect his word. And, you know, there was a man, I should say, named E.C. Wines. He wrote a book about the Israeli constitution probably 150 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And he just gave this amazing example of the Israeli constitution, the ancient one. And he talked about when the people came into the promised land, Israel, that their constitution should be submitted to the people and accepted by them.
Mm-hmm.
And they were assembled between these two amphitheaters formed by two mountains. One was Ebal, this bleak mountain on one side that represented pestilence. The other was Gerizim, springing up covered with beauty on the other. And so one was a height of this prophetic monument of the prosperity and all the good stuff that would follow if they observed God's law. And God just brought them right in there and showed them. The other was the barrenness, the desolation and the pestilence that a disregard of God's law would inevitably bring upon the nation. And so all the tribes come together at the proper time, and they were arranged in order, and they listened to all the provisions. And they signified their acceptance of it. They weren't forced to it. It was an act of free choice.
Mm-hmm.
And it was binding on them and their children forever. So it was generational. Boy, if that isn't a clear example of God's blessings and cursings, you know, obey his law. And I learned that, Bill, you know, as a young man. You don't really break God's law. God's law breaks you.
Right, exactly. Well, and there are situations that extend, because here not only did you have the individuals, but it led to the corporate agreement of what's going on. Even in our country today, we violate God's law as a corporation, because our leaders are violating God's law.
Yeah, when Moses spoke to all of Israel, he said, you know, be silent and listen, O Israel. He was talking to them as a nation.
Yes.
And so these promises of blessings or cursings apply to an entire nation of people.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the thing is, we don't realize that my disobedience, right, my sin could actually cause a loss of blessing for my business partner.
Right.
Right?
Right, exactly.
And I think most of what we do is private concern. I get that. But, and, you know, we pay for our mistakes. If you're a Christian, you do.
Right.
But some of what we do is public concern. And that's why if a nation tolerates gross violation of God's law and open public defiance, then the nation will receive judgment from God, from the God of heaven. And, you know, with abortion and all these other bad things that permeate in our culture, we're paying for it. And it could get worse.
Well, John, to your point, when you have 6 out of 10 now, people saying that America is on the wrong track, that should be one of those uh-oh moments and realize that, hey, we're off track here. And what is being on track all about? Congratulations on Economic Liberty Book. I look forward to having you back. John Bona on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, John.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. CalBend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live. Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, whether it's online or any one of the 280-plus affiliates we have for you to access Bill Martinez Live, welcome. Good to have you. We're even on shortwave as well around the world, so it's good fun. Thank you for joining us 28 minutes before the top of the hour right now, and we're going to talk about back to school. I know, can you believe it? The summer is going by so quickly, and you know, you might need some hints on what to look for this back to school season. And Cotton Incorporated has released its lifestyle monitor survey. A little bit of background here for you. While we're all enjoying the beautiful summer weather, shoppers and retail outlets are already preparing for back-to-school shopping. For more than 20 years, Cotton Incorporated Lifestyle Monitor Survey has kept its fingers on the pulse of consumer behavior and preferences. The vast quantity of retailers and products can be overwhelming for shoppers. And do you want to know how your back-to-school shopping plans compare with the rest of the country? Well, listen to what Melissa Bastos has to share with us. She's the Director of Market Research in the Corporate Strategy and Program Metrics Department of Cotton Incorporated. Melissa, good to have you back with us. How you doing?
It's great to be here. I'm well. How are you today?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Thank you. Let's talk about the results of the Lifestyle Monitor Survey. What did you find?
Absolutely. Well, first of all, the back-to-school season is an important one for the retailers. It accounts for about almost a fifth of total sales for the entire year.
Wow.
So for us, our standpoint, we want to know what is it the consumers are planning to buy. And we know that about 45% overall say they have a need to buy back-to-school items. So 15% are buying them for themselves. 3 out of 10 say they have children they need to shop for. So what they plan to buy and what it's topping their list, it's clothes, shoes, and supplies, like notebooks and backpacks and lunchboxes.
Right. We're talking, what, over 85%. I mean, you know, you think about it, you know, yeah, most of the people out there, 85% of people looking for shoes and school supplies. So that makes sense, right?
Yes, absolutely. And 91% looking for clothes. So that's, again, that tops their list. And we do tend to see clothing as high on their list. But we think about children, they're growing, they're changing. They're always going to need some new clothes and new shoes as they're headed back to school.
And you talked about the average budget per person. I mean, runs up some, when you're thinking about $267 per person, according to the survey. Wow, you know, pretty similar to what last year and the year previous. So that seems to be pretty consistent, right?
That is pretty consistent. They are planning to buy for an average of about 2 children of those who are shopping. So, of course, when it comes to their wallet, it's going to start to add up. But it is fairly consistent. If we look at some of the projections that are out there right now, just looking at total overall back-to-school shopping, not just clothing, they do expect it to be up about 4% overall, which is an increase over last year, which is also up. So they expect it to be a positive back-to-school season for purchases.
A lot more activity online as well, right?
Yeah, we do see this year about 27% of shoppers tell us that they plan to shop online for their back-to-school purchases. About 73% will shop in store. So we do know that the majority of overall items will be purchased in a physical store. But regardless if consumers are buying online or in the physical store, they still shop online by doing research. So they'll be looking at the different websites, you know, looking at the different products that they can purchase, trying to find the best deals. So they're really educating themselves before they even step into a physical store to help streamline that shopping process, especially if they have kids with them.
Exactly. The whole idea of letting your fingers, do the walking is still very much in play these days with online shopping.
Yes, absolutely.
Now, you've done such a comprehensive survey here with Cotton Incorporated. I mean, you're even looking at, tops, shirts, pants, and what's happening there. Explain to our audience.
Well, we asked consumers to tell us what were some of those main clothing items that they did want to purchase, their children or themselves if they're going back to school. And what they did, as you mentioned there, the tops and shirts really topped that list at 87%. Pants, about 81%. Actually, pants are up significantly from last year, so there's more consumers planning to buy pants this year with some of the different styles out there. Socks, jeans, about 72% plan to buy those. Shorts are also up about 59%. But a lot of children going back to school now, it's still going to be, as you said, in August, it's still going to be warm outside, so they're going to need some shorts to keep them warm. But regardless of what they're purchasing, we do know that 8 out of 10 parents say that they want to make sure that their kids are wearing cotton in those items that they buy.
What about the most popular stores? What did you find the most popular stores were?
Well, what we see is that mass merchants, stores like Walmart, Target, they really top the list. About 7 out of 10 tell us that they plan to shop at these types of stores. And that's a convenience factor for them because those items that top their list, like clothes, shoes, and supplies, they can buy a little bit of everything at some of these mass merchant retailers. Also, specialty stores and mid-tier department stores like JCPenney, Kohl's, those are also high on the shoppers' lists as well.
Well, we're talking with Melissa Bastos, serves as the Director in Market Research in the Corporate Strategy and Program Metrics Department of Cotton Incorporated, and we're breaking down the latest survey delivered to us by Cotton Incorporated. Melissa, what was the big surprise, for you, the big takeaway out of this survey?
Well, I think we've seen some similarities to what happened last year. Again, some expectations that overall there should be some increase. Spending on clothing might remain about the same. But I think what's always interesting to see is how many parents are really letting their children be a part of this purchasing decision and figuring out what they should be buying. Mm-hmm. And what we know is that about 52% of parents say that this is a joint decision. They let their children be part of it when they decide what clothes they want to buy, because they want to make certain that they're spending money on clothing that their kids want. And their kids are looking to their friends, celebrities, what they already feel is comfortable and fits their style when they're shopping for their clothing. So that's always an important question we ask there to see if parents are including children in on that process.
Yeah, you bring up a good point, because at least when I was in school, yes, you would buy for the first day of school, and then you make some adjustments after school based on what you're seeing, you know, what the peers have bought too, right?
Right, absolutely. So that's where sometimes the internet helps, because you're kind of seeing what's fashionable across categories. And then, yeah, when they're looking to their peers to kind of tell them what, you know, might be in season for their specific school. So, but also school policies will be important too. You know, parents are going to look to the school policies. Not all have uniforms, but they still have policies like the types of shirts and how short their shorts can be. So that's important as well in their shopping, that they keep these in mind.
Exactly. Well, great information here, Melissa. Where can people go for more information and, you know, get some clarity on all this that's going on?
Sure. Well, they can go to lifestylemonitor.cottoninc.com to find more of this research. But also they can go to thefabricofourlives.com, which gives them more information about all things cotton, including care tips, also do-it-yourself types of crafts with cotton and cotton clothing, fashion advice, and there's even a shop cotton section that directly links you to cotton products that you can buy on those retailers' websites. So it's kind of trying to make that shopping for cotton more convenient.
Exactly. Well, Melissa, thank you again for coming on and breaking down this information. I know it's going to be helpful, and it probably makes parents feel a little bit more comfortable. But knowing that, it's back to school season just around the corner, coming at us at full speed, and you've given us some great information to help us with the process. Thank you so much for being with us.
You're quite welcome. Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. Melissa Bestos, Director of Market Research in the Corporate Strategy and Program Metrics Department of Cotton Incorporated. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 18 before the top of the hour right now.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield, and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Bill Martinez live. Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Oh, you gotta have a little summer music, and it might be time for. Were you ever a surfer girl, AK?
You know what? I grew up in the South, baby. I water skied and did my thing at the bayou. Okay. So I never took up surfing after I moved out here.
You didn't do it, huh? Just, you know, you come to Southern California, you're there in San Diego, enjoying the summer weather and all that, but, you know, walks on the beach and pina coladas and all that still work for you, right?
Oh, well, heck yeah. You know, I'm the queen of laying out in the sunshine with my cocktail and my chair and my book. I don't know if y'all have seen the reports lately, but we've had, like, some great white sightings.
Yeah, what's going on there?
I don't know. I mean, contrary to Al Gore and Mr. Leonardo DiCaprio, there's global warming is a hoax. Okay, spoiler alert. So it ain't got nothing to do with global warming. I think what it's got to do is sharks roam around. Okay, and now we happen to have these drones that give aerial footage, and we're just kind of seeing them more because of the drones.
Well, you know, and I heard when I was back there in California that it was some of the Fukushima effect, you know, that some of that radiation is pushing the sharks west or that. Or maybe they just know that, hey, it's bikini weather time. I don't know what it is, but they're definitely all in force.
Well, you're right. It could be the Fukushima. Maybe they're just more visible because they're glowing from all that radiation. Maybe that's what it is.
That's it. Hey, it's Cooler Talk Time with Andrea Kay, conservative radio and TV host. She joins us every week to talk about, what you're talking around the Cooler Talk. And, of course, boy, I'll tell you, the bottles are getting turned over this email scandal of Donald Trump Jr. I mean, what is all – I mean, this is – I mean, talk about – I don't know. I mean, look, I want to appreciate that it's out there. But you look at this, and I know nothing burger is getting to be the new overused word. Everything that has to do with Russia, just it's like the Russia boogeyman that you and I have been talking about, you know?
Well, you know, yeah, and the nothing burger, you know, cliches become cliches for a reason because they're true. And that's exactly what this is. In fact, this is such a big nothing burger. This is bigger than that that iceberg that broke off the size of Delaware down in Antarctica, speaking of global warming being a hoax, because the icebergs don't get that big if it's warming. So that's how big of a nothing burger this is. It's so big of a nothing burger that it's almost mind-blowing to me and not funny, given the fact that it was the Democrats who used Russian false information, disinformation against Donald Trump and his campaign aides. Remember that dossier from Christopher Steele? Jim Comey tried to pay him money. In fact, Grassley asked months ago, hey, Comey, cough it up. Give me the information of you trying to hire Christopher Steele. In fact, that false dossier and that disinformation about, for those who aren't familiar with what we're talking about, this dossier that involves supposedly President Trump and prostitutes and urinating on hotel room beds. I mean, this was really scurrilous stuff. That false information is supposedly what launched this ridiculous, stupid Russian hacking collusion investigation to begin with. And then the Republicans went along with a special counsel being appointed after Comey illegally leaked classified documents to the press.
Yeah, go figure.
I mean, it's crazy.
Yes, it is. It's totally nuts. I mean, and this is the problem. You see, you have the establishment, which is on both sides, Democrat and Republican. This is where people need to understand the players in this whole thing, because Main Street America looks at this and go, what is going on here? This is totally insane. Is that, you know, they're still in shock over President Trump. And President Trump, you know, goes, you know, as best he can, is moving forward, getting this country back on track. He goes overseas, drives him nuts because he looks so doggone presidential, delivers a speech there in Warsaw that unites Western civilization, reminds them of why they are civilized and the future and the vision. You know, I kind of felt like we were watching a scene from Steinbeck's Of Mice and Men. Tell me again, Lenny, where are we going? What are we doing? And, you know, and here's Donald Trump reminding everybody of the vision for Western civilization.
Well, you have to think that the timing is a little peculiar here. I mean, this Russian investigation has been going on for 10 months, and suddenly this information has come out about Don Jr. Why now? Could it be because President Trump had such an amazingly successful trip to Europe where Polish people were en masse chanting, you know, Trump and America, and he negotiated a ceasefire with Putin, and, you know, it was a tremendously successful trip where he talked about, in spite of the fact that he had the former Marxist in chief shadowing him. I mean, where's the media talking about that? I mean, that Obama's stalking Trump worse than Alex stalked Dan in Fatal Attraction. Y'all remember that movie? What's next? You going to boil a bunny in the pot? So this is meant to be a distraction from that. It's all meant to slow him. They hope that they can impeach him. He faces two opposition parties. You're correct on that. Right. At the very least, they hope to just stop him from getting his agenda passed. And, you know, the Republicans have had control of Congress for 6 years. They did nothing, right?
Right.
They got Trump because they don't want to. They're in bed with the liberals.
Well, you know, and to your point here, Gateway Pundit is showing a picture of the Russian lawyer, you know, this Veselnitskaya, pictured with the Obama ambassador to Russia, interesting, 8 days after the Trump Jr. meeting. So what does that tell you? Is this another Manchurian operative, you know, dropped into the swamp by the Obama administration?
Well, the whole thing stinks. I mean, you know, it stinks like some bad, you know, Russian fish that's been, you know, pulled out of the Bering Sea or whatever. It absolutely stinks. She was not only pictured with that Obama ambassador, she was on the front row at a congressional hearing. And, oh, by the way, she has said, though, repeatedly, and to NBC News, that she has no ties to the Russian government. So why do we still have Republicans like John McCain saying that this, and others saying that this is proof, this is where smoke meets fire? Hello? There's been, even if she was with the Russian government, he still didn't break any crimes. He didn't break any laws. He didn't commit any crimes.
They make it sound, okay, like it's, you know, like it's some upper echelon operative and that sort of thing. I mean, they had this meeting. I mean, even the guy that set this thing up, the friend of the Trumps who had worked with them, you know, with the beauty pageants and that, you know, was embarrassed by it because it turned into nothing. And, you know, so much so that Jared Kushner left in about 7 minutes. Manafort was just sitting there, you know, twiddling his thumbs, looking at his cell phones, reportedly, during the whole meeting. And it would seem like Don Jr., just out of graciousness, you know, okay, let's do her, but realized it wasn't going to deliver. And then they start talking about a Russian adoption, which is what she wanted to talk to him about. But it just seems, you know, rather goofy. And then, you know, shortly thereafter, she's associated back with the Obama administration. I mean, is this a plant or what?
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, like I said, this thing really stinks. And, you know, and it the hypocrisy stinks so bad here with this. Where is the investigation into the daughter of Hillary Clinton? We're going to have an investigation into Trump's son, Don Jr., which is a complete class act, unlike that Chelsea, okay? Where is the investigation into the Clinton Foundation and what she did with the Russian reset as working as a business developer with the Russian Silicon Valley over there, which resulted in hundreds of millions of dollars going to the Clinton Foundation, millions of dollars in Bubba's pocket for speaking fees, and then trickling down to Miss Chelsea Clinton and her husband. Okay, where is the investigation into that? Where's the investigation into Hillary Clinton working with the Ukraine, the Ukrainians against Trump? In fact, all this, supposedly the Russians were the ones who hacked in the DNC. Well, where did we get that information? Oh, the Ukraine, because Hillary and the DNC refused to hand over their servers to the U.S. government. No, they cherry-picked some company out of the Ukraine to look at our systems.
Right.
And we got Republicans going along with this, Bill. I mean, I feel like I'm in an alternative universe.
I'm right with you. I keep saying the same thing. You know, Doug Schoen, even in his column for Fox News, says thus far there's been no publicly recorded evidence of any collusion between the Russians and the Trump campaign. This has been going on for what, 11 months, almost a year now that this has all been suggested. And nobody has been arrested, and comparatively, which they all the time seem to throw up, you know, those on the left, you know, the Watergate reference and all that kind of deal. But Watergate at this point, people were arrested. They were being convicted. Here, there's no arrest, no conviction. It's just they love just chewing on this to do everything they can to hinder the Trump administration. But truth is winning out on this. And this is what Main Street, this is what we the people need to hold on to, is pursue the truth, hold on to it, see this for what it is, and just move on and support this president and those that want to get behind the problems, the real problems that America is facing that he's trying to fix for us on our behalf, whether it has to do with health care or tax reform or, you know, our protecting our immigration and the processes and the rule of law. I mean, why not? I mean, these are the things that Main Street has been yelling about for a long time. And I think that's why most people on Main Street, AK, are ignoring this noise and they see it for what it is.
Well, yeah. In fact, you know, buried yesterday in the news was the fact that an illegal alien, they're not undocumented immigrants. Being undocumented is like my friend who went to Jamaica on vacation and lost his passport after drinking too many rum punches. That's undocumented, okay? Mm-hmm. And an alien who had been deported 7 times got drunk and killed 3. Mm-hmm. I think it was yesterday or the day before in Oklahoma. We must start protecting American citizens. And I heard on another news report that nobody had been talking about that the House actually put all the money that President Trump requested to build a wall in the budget plan for 2018. This is what the American people wanted. Both opposition parties want to stop President Trump from his agenda, which is actually the people's agenda. The American people want to be healed. They want to stop the flood of illegals. They want to stop the refugees coming here because we can't determine the terrorists. They want jobs and the economy to grow. They want President Trump's agenda. And, you know, it's...
AK, we got to leave it there. We're out of time. Thank you for being with us.
We get car insurance for our cars, fire insurance for our homes, and life insurance for our lives, and not even consider identity insurance for our identities? I mean, isn't our identity one of the most important commodities we have? Well, of course it is. My friends at Liberty ID, they understand this, and that's why they're the leading provider of turnkey solutions to America's fastest-growing crime, identity theft. Are you covered? Why not? Don't wait. Call today at 844-44-LIBERTY to get covered now. Do you realize that your children are vulnerable, your parents are vulnerable, and yes, you are vulnerable as well? Liberty ID has successfully, in 3 years, restored over 60,000 identities, restored their good name, and that is absolutely priceless. Now, I know there's many companies out there saying they can do this, but Liberty ID is the proven leader that restores your good name for you. Call them at 844-44-LIBERTY or visit them at libertyid.com and make sure you mention GCN at checkout for an incredible discount.